Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Well, there they are, the Jonas Brothers. There's a welcome surprise this morning.
It's great. It's going to be a Friday song.
Booker, Crystal B, Chelsea, What a Man Gotta Do. Now, do they have to pay the hand jive people for that song?
Yeah, no, right? It's literally the hand jive. They do a dance like that in the video, too.
Tell me about the video.
So it's with all their wives are in it again. So this is like a new theme for them. And then they channel Grease, Risky Business, and John Cusack Say Anything.
Wow.
So it's really cute.
Okay, I'll watch that when we play another song.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm going to do.
There it is.
Good morning, guys. What's new? How's everybody doing? It's Friday.
It's Friday.
Feeling good.
Feel amazing.
You feel good?
Yes.
I've had this dispute with somebody that did some work for me.
No.
I just wanted, who cares about that? But
okay.
I just wanted to ask you guys if you do this as well, because I realized I was doing it last night. And when you live with someone, it's kind of hard to do. But when I'm arguing with someone, I like to have the argument in my head. So I usually start arguing. But with me, I always argue out loud.
You'll practice?
Oh, I'm practicing.
Practice argue.
Yeah, I practice argue what I'm going to say to the person that's really upset me. So I'm...
You got your mic drop moment.
Oh, yeah. And then, you know, the girlfriend's in the other room like, who are you talking to? You know, because she knows that it's, you know, what's going on in my head.
I believe you practice your arguments.
That's funny.
You guys don't do that?
No.
Nah, it might be a little bit.
Yeah?
If anything in my head, like when you're driving or like in the shower, but not when anyone else is around.
See, I'm that person that like after I have an argument with someone, afterwards I'm like, dang it, I should have said this. Like I get annoyed at myself. I'm like,
I missed this point. I missed this point.
Yeah.
And you're just talking about your roommate there, Chelsea, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, no, I have to do it out loud every time. Who's starting us off? Crystal B?
Yes, I am. I'm going to throw it back a little bit. Just good vibes and from one of the greatest.
Don't wanna be a player.
Nice. Big pun.
Okay. I'm not a player. I just crush a lot.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Time for you to talk now.
Yes. So why having sex could be very beneficial for women, this is now proven by science.
Okay.
Science is saying women having sex weekly will help postpone their menopause. So if you don't want to get an early menopause, get it in once a week, at least. I mean, I think it's a win-win for everyone. Because
right?
I don't want to get menopause early. Chelsea, I'm sure you...
No.
It sounds terrible.
No,
like, I remember my
hot
mom
flashes,
going through it. Yeah, like, hot flashes, always being hot, you're moody. Like, no, I don't want that.
We don't want that for you.
Have more sex. So, for single women like yourself, Chelsea, maybe you can't get somebody to stimulate you. They said self-stimulation counts.
That works.
I think she's doing just fine, by the way.
Just saying, if you're not.
She's getting... plenty of stimulation.
Wowzers. All right, not all heroes wear capes. And this little boy at the age of 6 proved that. He raised more than $100,000 making clay koalas all for...
hope the animals were been hoarded by the Australian bush fires.
Imported. He's so cute. So his mom said that he didn't understand what was happening with the fires in Australia. So she tried to explain it the best that she can. And after she does all that, he goes, so wait, you're telling me that the animals are getting hurt? And she said, yes, because that's where they live. They live in the fires. So he immediately went. He started drawing his prototypes of koalas and all the animals and then ended up making little clay koalas. They are so freaking cute. I want 3 of them at least.
Oh, wow. That kid made them?
Yes. She said it was the first time he had ever made something out of anything other than Legos.
Aww.
Gave him some clay.
And I know you folks can't see this, but it's really artful and it's really beautiful.
It's
and
a tiny little
kid
koala.
Did that?
Yeah, it's look how cute. And it like hangs on the top of like a pot or like a
Jeez.
Cup. Mm-hmm. It's so cute. And over $100,000 he's already raised. So
awesome.
Good for him. All right, let's talk Star Wars. Today, Disneyland's Rise of the Resistance opens. People have been waiting in line for this since yesterday.
Of course. Wow.
Yes, in the rain, because it was raining yesterday. So Disneyland is packed here. It's opening today as well in Florida. They said people have been waiting 2 days in Florida for the opening of this ride. They said download the Disneyland app if you want to know the wait times. Best believe they're going to be at least a few hours.
Sure.
So you can download the Disneyland app and it'll give you wait times. You can even get passes on there. So definitely do that. I'm Crystal V, and if it's trending, you know I got you.
By the way, a little show note here. The boss came to see me yesterday, poked his head into the office. He's like, hey, you guys, that's how my boss talks, by the way. It's okay. You guys want to go to Disneyland and do the show live?
Yes.
And I'm like, yeah, duh, of course we do. So next month we'll be broadcasting live from Disneyland.
Star Wars, here we come.
How about that? Star Wars, here we come. If we get in line now, maybe we ride the ride by then.
Oh, man.
613, hold on.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Monday.
Crystal beat us trending. What's going on?
Oh, I love this story. All right, men, do not cheat on your woman because they just might put you in a homemade chastity belt.
What?
Yes.
While you're sleeping. So that's what this woman did after she found out her husband continued to cheat on her multiple times. He woke up in a huge metal homemade chastity belt.
Chill,
serves
man,
him right.
Chill.
Right?
Yes.
Like, uh-uh. So he woke up. He tried for hours to get it off by himself, but he couldn't. So he started going numb in his region.
Nice.
Panicked. Called the ambulance. They took him to the hospital. Doctors had never seen anything like it. They didn't really know what to do. So they put him under anesthesia.
Anesthetic, yeah.
Anesthetic. And they had to remove the belt with a saw.
Nice.
They had to go get a saw.
That's terrifying. Having a saw just come at you.
Yes.
That's like the jaws of life when they got to cut you out of a car.
Yes. I mean, I hope he learned his lesson.
No.
Do we think they're still together?
No.
No, I hope not.
Yeah.
All right, this story is so cute. The first puppy born green that we know of. Have you guys seen this picture?
No. Mm-mm.
So this little puppy, they named him Hulk. He was born green.
Let me see.
Highlighter green.
Weird. It looks like someone died him.
It does look like someone died
him. I see dogs that look like that in West Hollywood all of the time.
Yeah, dogs are smart. They're dyed that way. This little guy was born this way. His brothers and sisters are white or black, and he came out green. So why did he come out green? Well, puppies are in a gooey sack when they're in their mom's stomach, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this little guy, Hulk, he pooped while he was in his sack. The poop was green. It was highlighter green, so he was eventually dyed in his own poop.
It's like a kale smoothie.
Yeah.
Oh, hell no.
So he's literally green because of his poop. They said it won't last. It will eventually go away, and he'll probably just be white, but it's cute for now.
Cute.
All right, there's a lot of annoying things that can happen when you're driving. Booker, what's one of the most annoying things that happens to you when you're driving?
People that are texting, and they kind of weave in and out of their lane.
Mm-hmm. Well, two of those are on the list. Weaving drivers is number 7, and people who text and drive is number 6. Also, people on bicycles, construction while you're on the road, tailgaters, which you said your girlfriend is, drivers who don't signal. That is literally my pet peeve.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Like, you have your blinker for a reason, use it. Also, you have your horn for a reason, use it. I will honk like so easy. My boyfriend hates honking when he's driving. I'm like, honk at them. Honk at
them. They deserve it.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, no, calm down. I'm like, no, honk at them.
Yep, okay.
And number 1 is potholes.
Hmm.
So there you go. And we have a lot of them here in LA.
Yeah.
I'm Crystal B. If it's trending, you know I got you.
Okay.
97.1 AMP Radio.
AMP Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
So here's the scoop. This guy's deaf. And he sued Pornhub because he can't understand what they're saying during the porn.
You don't really need to hear it, though.
Duh.
You can just see it, man.
Kind of. I mean, the audio kind of... I mean, for certain people, it does add.
Adds a lot.
Yeah, but what's it going to say? Like, moaning and groaning?
Exactly.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah.
It's important.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Ah.
Squish.
That's not how I moan.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
The internet. You know how you get ads that are... based to you and your searches and such.
Uh-huh.
Well, Instagram and like any web search I use, They always think I'm a girl. My first name is Chris.
It's because of your bachelor obsession.
And that's it. That's what I was thinking too. And Vanderpump.
Because
if you guys want to know what the coolest sneakers are for 2020 for girls, I can tell you.
What are they?
I don't know. I'm looking at the list, but this happens to me all too often.
Wow. That's so funny.
7:37. Chelsea does entertainment.
All right. So Ariana Grande is getting sued for copyright. Same story, different artist. This guy is saying her hit song Seven Rings was ripped off his song You Need It, I Got It, which was released 2 years before Seven Rings. So let's listen. Here's Ariana's Seven Rings.
I want it, I got it, yeah. I want it, I got it. I want it, I got it. I want it, I got it. I want it,
okay.
I got it, yeah.
And here's the other song.
The chocolate, you need it, I got it. You want it, I got it. You need it, I got it. You s**t it or pop it.
I mean, not really.
I think so.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I think he totally is going to get money out of that.
Yeah.
I don't think he has. So he said that he played the song for a ton of labels, and specifically this guy, Tommy Brown, who's worked with Ariana on all five of her albums. So he's saying then when the song came out, he's like, wait a minute, you guys said you liked the song, you know, so there's that kind of correlation with it. But we'll see. Who knows?
I smell money.
You do? Okay. All right. Big news for Demi Lovato. So she's going to be singing the national anthem at the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Very exciting. It'll be one of her first performances since her overdose a couple years ago. But she's no rookie to singing the national anthem.
And the home of the brave.
That's just showing off.
I love it.
So nerve-wracking. I couldn't imagine like taking on that. That would be so much pressure.
She's a pro, and she makes it look effortlessly, which I love.
Here's a little inspiration for you. So back in the early 2000s, Demi actually tweeted that one day she would perform the national anthem at the Super Bowl.
How about that?
So she manifested that.
Cool.
Nice.
Speaking of the Super Bowl, Pepsi just announced Harry Styles.
Just let me adore you.
My future husband will be headlining their big Super Bowl party along with Mark Ronson. So,
nice.
And then let's end this report with Camila Cabello covering her boyfriend Shawn Mendes' hit song, If I Can't Have You. And I gotta say, she kind of killed it.
I can't write one song that's not about you. Can't drink without thinking about you. Is it too late to tell you that everything means nothing if I can't have you?
That's fun.
So wow. Good, right? I'm Chelsea, and that is your entertainment news.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Okay, 8:10 with Chelsea and Crystal B doing trending. What's going on?
All right, we're
going
to talk about soulmates in a bit, but first, who run the world?
Who run the world?
That is damn right. It is girls. And shout out to Alyssa Nacken. I'm hoping I'm saying her name right. Who is the first full-time female coach ever in Major League Baseball history. This is so awesome. The San Francisco Giants.
That's what I hate about the story.
I know.
Why did it have to be the Giants?
You know what? I actually... I'm a Dodgers fan. Obviously, you know this. Dodgers fans hate the Giants.
Duh.
I can't even hate this. I can't even hate on them for this. I really do appreciate the Giants organization for doing this. Nobody has hired a woman for a full-time coach. So now they got hers. Awesome. Hopefully, we see more of it. All right. Let's talk soulmates. Booker, do you believe in soulmates?
No.
Wow. I knew you were going to say that.
I think it's like some magical idea.
Aww.
Do I believe in love? Of course I do. Do I believe that there's someone hopefully out there for everyone?
Hopefully.
Of course I do. For everyone. There's someone
hopefully.
For me. I'm just saying hopefully for everyone.
Yeah.
But do I believe there's one identified person on the planet walking around specifically made for you?
See the romantic in me. I do.
Well, geez.
I truly believe
when you put
it.
It that way, I'm like... That's a lot.
Booker has a point.
Kind of a little bit.
Come on, Crystal B.
I'm 50. I'm more like 70-30. I do believe in soulmates.
I do.
Yeah, you do.
I do believe in soulmates. And Chelsea, you do believe in soulmates too, and you're single. So your person is out there. 56% of Americans said they also believe in soulmates. And this is fun. Men believe in soulmates more than women.
No kidding.
Yes.
Wow.
You're not one of those men.
I watch Vanderpump and The Bachelor. I mean, I'm half of a man.
True. 51% of Americans said that they feel they've already met their soulmates. So maybe you already met him, Chelsea.
Maybe I did. Maybe it's someone
you
I know.
Blow him off.
No, I don't think I know him.
Maybe it's one of your online dating dates.
I mean, there's a few of them right now. Could be one. You never know.
Take your pick. All right. We'll segue into this. Kind of similar. If you're having trouble sleeping, I got solutions.
Let's talk about sex.
Doing it?
Yep. Sex, S-E-X. The average person has had 105 bad nights of sleep last year and 102 failed naps. So they said if you're having trouble sleeping, some of the top remedies include reading, watching TV, taking a warm shower, and yep, having S-E-X.
Wow, nice.
Put you to bed. That's why I say put you to sleep, because it really does. I'm Crystal Bean. If it's trending, you know I got you.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Monday.
Jonas Brothers, What a Man Gotta Do. Ooh. On Amp Radio. Does every generation, if you are, let's say you're very young listening, you're 15, say you're 22, does every generation see Grease? Like, when does it come apart? Because I feel like everybody's seen Grease. Are we to the point where people haven't seen Grease anymore? I'm just wondering.
I feel like it's iconic. And also now they did like the remake of it. Yeah. So I feel like everyone knows it.
I think it's on your parents. Like if you have cool parents, they will show you the original Grease, because that was like our slumber party movie and it didn't come out in my era. But my parents were like, you got to watch this. You'll love it. A lot of singing and dancing and slumber party go-to.
Yeah, Crystal B nailed it. That's exactly right. If you have cool parents, you've seen Grease. All right, we'll do entertainment next on Amp.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
3-day holiday weekend. Booker, Crystal B, Chelsea on Amp Radio. So we've got something called the Friday Song Battle. If you've listened to us on Fridays before, maybe you've heard it. We pit us against one another. Mm-hmm. We all pick a song that we think you, the audience, wants to hear, and you have to vote. If the song wins, it gets to play, and someone gets to be victorious, and it's never me.
Who's the reigning champ right
now?
There
we go again.
I mean, you have two, I have one. So
I have three.
It's pretty close.
Thank you very much.
I wasn't there that one week, though.
Hey, I was. Winners show up. You know what I'm saying? I was here to win.
Well.
Oh, here we go.
I suck at
Crystal
it.
Crystal B, talking smack.
Yeah. So I'm calling out to, I won't try to take advantage of this yet. I'll just say that's coming up in about 10 minutes. But first.
Good luck, Booker.
I'm going to lose. Entertainment with Chelsea. Chelsea, what's up?
All right. So have you guys ever been walking down the street and seen someone wearing something that you like?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm.
And have you ever gone up to that person and tried to buy it off of them?
No.
No, creepy.
Okay, well, that is what Tyler, the Creator, did. He bought a pair of sunglasses off a random woman in New York City. Apparently, he saw this woman wearing these sunglasses he liked, and he had his bodyguard go up to her and say, hey, can Tyler buy these from you for $50? The lady politely declined because she was like, $50? No.
Nothing.
Right? Mm-hmm. So then the bodyguard kept following her, tapped on her shoulder, and was like, okay, how about $100? And the girl's like, okay, sure. Ends up selling them for $100.
Wow.
But the best part of the story is that she said that she got them from a thrift store for $50 or for $10. So it's like, so she made a profit at least, but I just think it's pretty hilarious. There's like a picture of them together.
Solid move.
Yeah, for sure.
Nice.
All right, big story of the day. Eminem dropped an album last night.
I don't wanna be alone in the darkness. I don't wanna be alone in the darkness. I don't wanna be alone in the darkness anymore.
If you can't tell, that song's called Darkness. But it's the single. He just dropped a video with that song. But he said the album's inspired by Alfred Hitchcock. It's called Music to be Murdered By.
Okay.
And but there's some big names on it. There's collabs with Ed Sheeran, Anderson .Paak, Young M.A., Skylar Grey, and this one with the late Juice WRLD.
This beat is cray cray, Ray J, H-A, H-A, H-A. Laughing all the way to the bank. I spray flames that cannot tame or placate the monster.
You get in my way.
That's hot.
Normal during the day, but at night turn to a monster. When the moon shines like ice road truckers, I look like a villain out of those blockbusters.
Wow. So how is good. Juice WRLD dead? It just is so mind-blowing.
It feels surreal still.
Kid. Wow. Mm-hmm.
And did you guys remember, how could you forget, but the whole feud that Eminem had with Machine Gun Kelly?
Somewhat.
So I was, I did not think that he would keep it going, but on this album, on the song Accommodating, he definitely addresses that feud.
But when they ask me, is the war finished with MGK? Of course it is. I cleanse them of his mortal sins. I'm God and the Lord forgives even the devil worshippers. I'm moving on, but you know your scruples are gone when you're born with Lucifer's horns in your
front. Okay.
So there it is. So now I feel like MGK will probably respond, so we'll have that to look forward to.
I'm just exhausted of the beef that Eminem has with everyone. I'm like, just put out music and just let it be good and let's move along.
Beefs are so 1998.
They are fun to talk about. right?
That's true.
It is fun.
I'm petty and catty. I mean.
I like the back and forth. So anyways, if you haven't checked out his album yet, check it out. It's really good. I'm Chelsea, and that's your entertainment news.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Monday.
If you folks could hear the amount of trash talk that happens Monday through Thursday for Friday Song Battle, it is epic.
And it's all for me because I'm the reigning champ.
Okay. She's a humble winner, my friends.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Crystal B is our champion.
Yes, again.
And the way the Friday Song Battle works is this. We will play three songs. I will pick a song. Crystal B will pick a song, hopefully a bad one. Chelsea will pick a song. And you, the audience, have to call in and decide which song you want to hear in full on Amp Radio. One random caller will get tickets to see Tones and I at the Fonda Theater. Our reigning champ is Crystal B. Her song last week was Robin S. Show me love. All right. So, since you're the champion, Crystal B, you get to play the first song. If you want to vote for Crystal B, please listen to all songs first, of course. But if you want to vote for her or Chelsea or myself, Booker, 877-971-HITS. You got 10 seconds. Sell your song, Lane.
Literally, this is the best Friday song. Everyone would agree. Hit it, Madge.
This is how we do it.
Oh, la la, kind of like that.
I like your version better than Montel's.
It's Friday night.
That is Crystal B's song, Montel Jordan. This is how we do it. We move over to Chelsea right now. Chelsea, you've got 10 seconds to sell your song.
All right, if you love dancing, you definitely love this song. Mm. It's done by one of the greatest in the world. Hit it.
Okay.
Yeah,
Chelsea has.
I want to dance with somebody.
Ooh.
With somebody who loves me.
Chelsea has chosen Whitney Houston, of course.
Yes.
I'm going to reach out to the people.
Oh.
And I think every girl goes through a phase when you like to go to rock bars.
Yeah.
And you grow up rock and roll.
We both did.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, please.
We love rock.
I'm thinking of LA. I'm thinking of the classic places like Coach and Horses and Red Rock and the Rainbow Bar still there. The
All right, slide, you only have 10 seconds.
The Slide Bar in Fullerton.
Come on.
If you walk into the Slide Bar in Fullerton, you'll hear this tonight.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocation, no breathing. Don't give up. If I'm not bleeding.
That's all we get.
All right. Okay, but you totally took that from me because we were talking about Papa Roach earlier this week.
Oh.
And I told you how I had a poster of Papa Roach on my wall. And you were like, really? I wouldn't have guessed that. So I see what you're trying to do.
Are you finished?
I see what you're trying to do. Montel Jordan is still the best.
Are you finished?
I mean, Whitney Houston is the greatest.
Friday song.
Let's dance. It's on.
Let's dance.
It's on.
Okay, to recap.
This is how we do it.
Crystal B's song was Montel Jordan.
This is how we do it.
Chelsea's song, she went with Whitney Houston.
Oh,
and Booker's song, Papa Roach.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort.
We're voting for a championship. Keep in mind, I've never won.
Oh, come on. Don't take that pity. You don't want the pity votes.
Clear lines. All right. Someone random caller is going to get tickets to Tones and I. Playing at the Fonda Theater, 877-971-HITS. We start with line number one. What is your name? You're live on Amp Radio.
I'm Sandy, and I definitely like Crystal B's song.
Oh.
Thank you, Sandy. Smart woman right there, Sandy.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Come on.
Can't let her win again.
Yes, her head is too big, you guys. Come
I
on.
Know what you want to hear, and I'm picking these songs for you in your car. If you're getting ready to go to work, to go to school. Got you. This is how we do it.
Who thought of this dumb game?
This is how we do it.
What's your name? You're on Amp Radio.
My name is Carla.
Carla, what do you want to hear?
I want to hear Crystal B.
Oh, oh my God! I'm out of my chair. I'm out of my chair right now.
Yeah, yo. Let's go. Next caller, come on.
Another week of this crap.
I kind of want Booker to win this time around. I'm just like, please.
Right?
I'll give it to you, Booker.
We have to listen to this.
Give it to you.
Give it to
me. Oh my gosh.
This is how we do it.
Come on, guys. Think very carefully.
Dear God, you are on Amp Radio Live. What's your name?
Hannah.
All right, Hannah. Come on.
Hannah, Bobana. Hannah,
don't.
Who are you voting for this morning?
You, Booker.
Oh, yes.
Right. Pity vote. Pity vote.
Stop it. Hannah, you're beautiful.
There's got to be a vote out there for me. Beautiful.
Come on.
Whitney Houston.
This is how we do it.
Let's go to line two. What's your name? You're live on Amp Radio. Don't curse.
Oh, wow. My name's Mariah.
Hi, Mariah. How are you?
Mariah, what a pretty name.
Mariah, what do you want to hear?
What a pretty name.
Mariah,
now you're like Whitney Houston.
This Friday.
You two hush up. Mariah, what song do you want to hear?
I do want to hear Chelsea's.
Yes! Okay. All right. Everyone is on the board right now.
All right.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
All right.
God.
My heart is beating so fast right now. I don't know why.
You feel like you're in it, right?
Literally. Oh, come on, Whitney Houston. Oh. Oh.
Amp Radio, you're live. Don't curse. What's your name?
John.
What is it?
John.
John.
You're a dude. Who are you voting
for?
You
know you want Whitney Houston. Come on.
Montel.
I'm going to go with Booker for this one.
Wow.
And the plot thickens.
Oh my gosh. Take a call. Hurry up. Hurry up. Take a call.
Which one, though?
Okay. 2-2-1. Chelsea with one.
All right. Come on.
Pick one.
Come on. Don't you all want to hear Papa Roach on Amp?
No.
Whitney Houston, we want to dance into the weekend.
K-Rock would crap themselves. Let's play this. Come on. What's your name? You're live on Amp Radio. Don't curse.
Hi, Booker.
Hi.
I'm going to vote for you. Since you know the name.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time ever,
oh my gosh.
Papa Roach
on
Amp Radio.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.